Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There is a lot of coverage about what some politicians and so-called experts say is right or wrong with international trade. Most such comments are either wrong or off the mark. This week, let's review the nature of trade. In voluntary trades, each party is willing to exchange because the goods or services they receive are worth more to them than the goods or services they give up. In this way, voluntary trade makes all parties better off. It is not a zero-sum result or one where there are winners and losers. All parties benefit. If anyone thought that a trade would leave them worse off, they would not do the exchange. The result of all parties to trades benefiting holds true whether the transactions are between family members, those who know each other, or among strangers. It also holds true no matter whether the parties live on the same street or halfway around the world. Here's an example. You buy groceries and pay for them. What you receive has a higher value to you than the payment you made. The grocer who sold them values the payment more than the groceries exchanged. Also, both parties have been fully compensated. When you buy groceries, you don't worry that you have a trade deficit with the grocery store when it does not, in turn, purchase something direct from you. The same applies to international commerce. It does not matter to General Motors when international buyers purchase the company's goods or services as long as the buyers pay for them. General Motors doesn't make any particular effort to then try to purchase goods and services of equal cash value from each and every international or domestic customer. Yet, according to some politicians and so-called experts, General Motors and its customers are thereby running trade surpluses or deficits, which are allegedly bad. That is absolutely false. The flow of goods and services in voluntary trade are offset by cash flows in the opposite direction. In total, there are no trade surpluses or deficits to talk about. That's it for now. Come back Friday when I take up other deceptions in international commerce here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.